Tampa Bay Beer Week is here now through March the 10th, with local brewery events throughout the area, beer releases, pop-ups from out-of-town craft breweries, festivals, and more. Sean Norquist, Executive Director of Tampa Bay Brewers Alliance, and Matt Dom, Masteries Brewing, joined us in our studio to talk about it.
Beer Week is a celebration of all things beer in the Tampa Bay area. A lot of focus, obviously, on the local breweries, but also the beer community. So that's the bars and restaurants that have great beer menus, the tap lists, the beer dinners. And Beer Week is a time to celebrate all of that. And so this was actually started about 12 years ago. The original idea came about, a couple folks sitting around, sort of looking at what some other metropolitan areas that have done, Philly Beer Week being one of the big catalysts. And have to give a shout out to Justin Clark from Cigar City Brewing, because he was really the one that pushed it to be a reality. And then a bunch of us got together from all three tiers. So we had the breweries, we had the distributors, we had the retailers, and then one lone beer writer who happened to be in the room that day, and that was me. Yes, and so this. Yep, and this was actually even before I was writing for Creative Loafing. Or maybe I was, but it was one of those things where we all sat around talking about what can this look like, and we had a couple things that were already in place that just made for good bookends. We had the Florida Brewers Guild Craft Beer Festival, and then the next weekend we had Cigar City's Hunapu's Day, just good bookending events to sort of set up the week, and now it's evolved on either side of those days. So really, instead of just 7 days, it's more like 9 or 10 days. It just who knows? Maybe somebody will have Tampa Bay Beer Month, but it's really just a celebration all around the entire Bay Area, with big festivals, small fests, special releases, beer dinners. People just having a great time celebrating the wonderful art that is beer.
Matt Dom and Masteries, one of the pioneer breweries on the Gulf beaches. Matt is an engineer, a contractor, and we ask him how he got to beer.
Matt Powers, actually with Mad Beach Brewing Co., was the first on the Gulf beach side. So definitely a call out to Mad Beach Brewing Co. for being pioneers and working with a barrier island first to pave way for a craft brewery to be out there. But yes, we are the first, only, and now oldest craft brewery in St. Pete Beach, opening up in 2016. But yeah, I firmly believe that what drew me to craft beer is probably what drew the general audience and most professionals in our industry, Sean, to the craft beer community, was the culture that it embraced, the collectiveness, the camaraderie, the collaboration. And as an engineer, my background being primarily mechanical, I was doing refrigeration, air conditioning, pumps, control systems. These are all tools that we use in the day-to-day manufacturing process of our malt beverages. But I'm sure you can understand when I say, being an engineer and a contractor, it's a very different industry, trying to be competitive with your bids, winning projects. But in craft beer, we're making beer together, we're talking about recipes, we're collaborating on events, working with nonprofits together. Again, anytime you see a craft beer festival, there is always a 501c3 behind it that we are supporting. So collectively, whether it's 10, 15, 20, or 50 breweries coming together, it is all for a purpose of not only, yes, enjoying the fine craft beverages that we are brewing, but also in support of our community. And I think that's a huge part and emphasis that really just echoes throughout the Tampa Bay area at such an exponential level, especially during Tampa Bay Beer Week, because we get to be a larger voice about who we are as a community, not only the great beverages we brew, but all the other things that come along with our craft beer culture that, again, surpasses just the fantastic liquid.
So the Ultimate Brewing Fest is the kind of the Grammy party. Tell us a little bit about that. You collaborate on beer.
So I'd say that the Ultimate Brew Fest is really, it's the pre-party in the green room before the Grammys. Because it's actually, what was funny is it's one of the, and you'll notice it in the advertising when you see the ads out there, there was a review of the event last year that was a one-star review that said, it's just a bunch of brewers getting together, drinking beer, and talking. this isn't a fest. And all of us who were there were like, yeah, that was awesome. It was really great. I highly recommend if you can get a ticket to come out, because it really is. It's low key and it's fun, and you will be surrounded by some of the best brewers.
This is actually probably the only opportunity throughout all of Beer Week that you will be shoulder to shoulder with the working people in the community, that they're not having to physically work the event,
right?
And have the opportunity to talk to them. Because, like Sean said, this is the pre-party. This is the pre-knockoff kickoff into Tampa Bay Beer Week. The event has actually only been around since 2017-ish, 2016?
I think 2016, because I was actually on the board for Beer Week in 2015.
For the first 2 to 3 years of the event, and then I want to say it almost like COVID time is when we had the change-up. This was actually like an Iron Chef event, a fun just like the brewers. We would go pick... and again, it used to be called the Ultimate Brew, and we would have about a month, 45 days pre the event. We would all show up at somebody's brewery, pick ingredients out of a hat, and then we would make a fun beer using those ingredients. You would get a crowd favorite, a brewer's favorite, and that would get voted upon. And then, really just it kind of evolved because a lot of work going on to it. I mean, even as the brewers, like we don't mind doing that. But it would be fantastic to just actually come together, hang out, talk about what's going on a little bit before we all just get in the weeds of Tampa Bay Beer Week. Because, we're all prepping 30-plus days out to Tampa Bay Beer Week. We're actually already, like, tired pre-getting to Tampa Bay Beer Week. Then we get 10 days of nonstop activity, and then, we roll into St. Patrick's Day weekend. We roll into spring break. So, Tampa Bay Beer Week is like the full-on shotgun, get ready, go into all things exciting and busy activity for the craft breweries.
Thanks to Matt Dom, Mastery's Brewing, and Sean Norquist, Executive Director of Tampa Bay Brewers Alliance, for stopping in to talk about Tampa Bay Beer Week going on from now until March the 10th. There's a feature story on the front page of the Tampa Bay newspapers this weekend. You can also find out more at TampaBayBeerWeek.com.